Citrus is obviously a huge part of Florida's specialty crop industry, a part that's unfortunately being threatened by various diseases, with the big one, of course, citrus greening.
Some of the estimates is that greening alone has had about a $2 to $3 billion impact on our $9 billion citrus industry. So economically, it's a huge hit on their industry.
That's Dr. Nick Place, Dean of Extension for the University of Florida's IFAS, who says thankfully they are seeing progress in a number of research efforts geared towards greening.
There are a number of really good things that are going on in regards to some new research efforts related to different kinds of rootstocks, looking at water management issues, the pH of water we're finding can have an impact on that. Also, we're looking at different kind of treatment options where there's some heat treatment options that we're going over the tree canopy, and we're able to kill the psyllid, which carries a bacteria that causes citrus greening. Again, some of these are very costly and time-consuming, but that's all what we try to do in research is figure out what we can do to really have good management strategies, but then also thinking about the future with good new rootstocks that might be able to withstand that.
And speaking of good management strategies, Place says they are excited about a new effort that has shown some success.
Through our CHIMAs, which are citrus health management areas, and that's a major extension effort where we work with citrus producers for coordinated management and control in regards to how we're going about controlling the psyllids in a particular area. And by doing that coordination, that really helps to give us better, broader control over that area. For example, if I was to treat and you were not, the psyllids from my property would go over on yours, but if we're treating at the same time with similar products at the same time, we're able to have much more effective control. So that takes a lot of coordination by growers, and that's one of the key things we've been doing in extension and seeing some pretty good success for that.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.